We're also available for audio podcast. I'm signing out. Go to MantisCabinet@CITR.ca for the track listings. This is Dinosaur Jr. and Sludgefest. Our last track was The Dead Milkman with the Bleach Boys off the album Beelzebub. And before that, we had Sleeping People with a track called Nasty Portion. Stay tuned. Next up, we have The Rib with Robin.
Everybody, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin, and I am here. I hope you had a good weekend, long weekend. Maybe you're returning from a trip. This weekend, I tried to hike the Baden-Powell and decided to take my parents up the trail. It happened to be their anniversary. And we started in Horseshoe Bay, and maybe 6 or 7 hours later, soaking wet, ended up at the top of Cypress, and we did not complete the trail. It was close. I was definitely on the verge of calling a helicopter at a couple of times, especially when all I was following were the footprints of someone who had recently gone snowshoeing, and I had completely lost the trail. So I'm here, and I'm glad. Before that fateful day, I went to go see a friend's band, Maria in the Shower. They played on Friday at their CD release party, and it was a really great show. I think this is their second album. So I'm going to play two tracks from that album because it was just, you know, they played for so long without any break, and they're just totally showmen, completely showmen. It was amazing. Their new album, which I'm not even sure if it's out yet. If you were at the show, you would have been able to pick up a copy. It's The Hidden Sayings of Maria in the Shower. And I'm going to play... I think I'm going to play Tomorrow's Song, which is the third track, and Old Joseph Brady, which is the fourth. So enjoy these.
You're a clean little baby when you wash your hair, but you got diamonds on the inside. You don't treat with much care. You got to leave behind your ribbons. You got to leave behind your strings. 'Cause the road is leading somewhere. You won't need those things. And the pavement, it is peeling up with your feet at every step. You better watch out, little girl. It'll follow you right into bed.
To waste and follow me down to that cold river's banks where I left dear Pappy wet up to his waist, singing, "Carry me home on the morrow." He tore off his watch and his clothes he threw in to the river below him, and though he can't swim, he cast off the boots that had long carried him, saying, "I've no more weight left to borrow." My dear son Daniel, please bring me my wine, my bread, and my fancies, for their fate as mine rests on these cold waves dancing out to the sea. That will carry me home on the morrow.
Joseph, Daddy, oh, what can you mean? Our home, it lies westward, cross holler and stream. We wait for you, Lily, Eliza's new son. Why for deal their hearts such a soul?
Here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the Sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Alright, you guys, welcome back to The Rib on CITR. This is Robin, and we were just listening to Maria in the Shower. I'm going to take it in a different direction now, and play you the sound clip from a video of Terry Riley playing live in the 70s, at some point in the 70s. Terry Riley is an American composer. He was born in 1935, and he's actually performing apparently this May at the All Tomorrow's Parties Festival, which is, I had no idea if he was still performing. He used to do all-night concerts in the 60s, and people would come with their whole family and sleeping bags and just hang out and listen to him play on this this synthesizer keyboard he had. Which also, he also played saxophone and looped a bunch of stuff together with that. So, yeah, he's most popular or most famous for his piece In C, probably. And yeah, I don't have to say more because this will speak for itself. So here's Terry Riley.
Thank you.
listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin. And if you were listening last week, I did say that I was going to play a really long track that was like 25 minutes long. And then I decided partway through the show it wasn't going to happen. Well, it's going to happen now. I did promise. I have with me here a CD by an Edmonton sampling artist put out on Little Whore Records, who's been really good to me and has always had interesting stuff coming out. This is by Monsieur M. Monsieur M. It's called Playing With My Records and TV. And obviously records are better than television, so I'm going to play the track Playing With My Records. I don't have a lot of information on this guy. There isn't a lot out there as I could find. But he's pretty creepy. He's wearing a mask on the cover of his album. Looks kind of like a mixture between Spider-Man and maybe a welding mask. I don't even know. Anyway, it's long. I'm just going to start playing it now.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
You to stay tuned. I encourage you to
you to stay tuned. I encourage you to
let your TV turn you on.
Encourage you to stay tuned. I encourage you to
Squid bees,
Squid bees,
Squid bees, And here's something mighty interesting.
Yeah. That is one big pile of shit.
initiating shutdown sequence.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM coming from UBC. This is Robin and this is The Rib. That's Monsieur M having fun with his records in Edmonton. Now, I want to take this opportunity to let you know what else is coming up today on CITR. First of all, after me is news, and that goes till 6, with Sore Throats Redux, and then Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert following. At 7:30, we have Exploding Head Movies with Gary Kay, The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and then Canada Post Rock with John at midnight. And next up, I have a pretty interesting album here, put out by Matana Roberts on Constellation. And Matana Roberts is actually from Chicago. She is a saxophonist, composer. I was just looking online at a bunch of her really cool scores, more graphic scores. They're really paintings that are up for musical interpretation. This album, which was recorded in Montreal last July, is really quite a project. It's called Coin Coin Chapter 1, Les gens de couleur libre. And I want to read this little excerpt here. This is in Matana's words. Coin Coin is a compositional sound language that I've been developing since 2006. My initial interest in creating this work came from my childhood fascination with ghosts, spirits, spooks, and the faint traces of what they have left behind. I have a deep interest in old, antique objects of human existence, mostly because of the variety of story that can be created, factual or not, from the possibility of their being. This project is a combination of those interests as well as my delight in musical communication, ritual adornment, and the genealogical 20th century history of Africans in America. I'm going to play the second track. It's called Pav Piti. And yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff. So here we go.
The herb and the bush and the moon. I am these tools of the earth and the moon and the bush. I was only 16. There will never be pictures of me.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Okay, we're almost at the end of the show today. Thanks for tuning in. I have one more thing to play, request, that I play a track by Moonface, which they have a new album out, and this is called Fast Peter. And you can find lots of info on Pitchfork about this. Once again, thanks for tuning in. I will be away next week, but someone will be in the studio in my stead, playing some good tunes. So don't go too far from your radio dial and stay tuned for news, which is up next. Thanks, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of